Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I don't know if you know this, but in 2023, when A.J. Brown wasn't talking to the media.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so uncanny.
Thank you.
When you started talking, I said, he's not gonna say exactly what I said.
Exactly.
Exactly. The Top 5 of 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Oh, I scoured the old folders for all of these. Yep, this is years and years of research and hanging on Ike's every word finally coming to fruition. So what I have for you are my five favorite Ike Reese on-air mess-ups. Starting at number five.
This guy is something else. After he messed up just 20 minutes ago.
And it'll be buried.
Yeah.
It'll be buried.
Yeah, never happened.
Is when Ike Reese had his own Dick Stockton moment.
It's secure and it's legal, right? I don't know why you shouldn't question that, but yes, it is legal. There's many ways to bet. Give the audience your best bets. I just had a Dick Stockton moment there.
The Visa Halftime Report. Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
Oh, so he was reading the stuff in the copy.
I read the wrong stuff. I wasn't supposed to. Secure and it's legal, right? I don't know why you shouldn't question that, but yes, it is legal. There's many ways to bet. Give the audience your best bets. I just had a Dick Stockton moment there.
Oh, the give your audience your best bets.
Oh, you went back. That was the beginning of FanDuel, wasn't it?
Ah, it was a long time
ago. Yeah, that was the early FanDuel days.
Give the audience your best bets.
I actually forgot about that one.
That's an oldie but
a
goodie.
That's a good one.
That is good.
I do remember that, too. Yeah. I think that's when I first started FanDuel. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Look how far you've come.
Yeah.
Well, remember when I first started, I didn't even understand the lines.
Yeah, I had to explain to Ike how all the betting worked.
What, yeah, so you're the enabler.
I was. I made him log in. I made him bet.
Everything.
I was like, they gave you free credits. Just get in there.
I was like,
there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not free? To gamble?
Yep.
All right, my fourth favorite Ike Reese on-air mess up is when he wished an icon a happy birthday.
Oh, Taylor Swift's birthday. Happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
Happy birthday, Rue Taylor.
She is in.
Happy birthday, Rue Taylor.
No.
That was a... I might have had a stroke right there and didn't realize it. Happy birthday, Rue Taylor.
Well, right afterwards, the best part was, I don't think you had realized what had happened. And I said, we acknowledged it. And we said, did you hear that? And you're like, what are you talking about? And we had to play it back to you.
Happy birthday, Rue Taylor.
In your head, it sounded totally fine.
It must have, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said I think I might have had a little mini stroke there. Yeah. I didn't even realize it.
Well, I saw that hit on Miles Austin. It makes more sense. Yeah, it makes more sense. Yeah.
Laid him out.
Yep.
My third favorite, Ike Reese, on air mess up is there. I would argue there's no one in the world who is more on top of people giving Eagles chance of whether they get it right or wrong.
That's bull.
And unfortunately, unfortunately, Ike had a moment.
Getting pressure
E-L-E-S,
up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Okay, bring that back again.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Bro, it's E-L-E-S.
Yeah. He got caught. He caught. Someone else started it.
Yep.
But they're not on the air. Yeah. And he caught it midstream. We caught all of it. We caught all of it.
That is unbelievable.
Mayor Ike over here.
Hold on. Give it to me one more time.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
He's right. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I called it the... Yes. Was that at the game? That was at the game?
Oh, yeah, it was easily one of the games.
Man, we just need Jalix Hunt to screw it up, and we can do a mega mix of you, Trent, Cole, and Jalix. All 5'8".
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's likely to mess it up.
Yeah, he could mess it up at some point. We got to trick him.
We'll get him.
Yeah,
we'll get him.
We'll get him.
But my second favorite Ike Reese on-air mess-up is just when you thought the Taylor Swift moment was bad. He followed it up with this golden one.
Thank you, bro. It's a great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
Hey, brother.
Thank you, bro. It's a great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
Hey, brother. Hey, brother. I don't know what the hell happened there.
Hey, brother.
Thank you, bro. It's a great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
Hey, brother.
It almost doesn't sound real.
It doesn't.
I don't know what happened.
I know. But you haven't had one of those in a while, which I think is a good sign.
Well, now I'm conscious of it now. Yeah. Yes. I don't know, was I speaking and not thinking? Yeah.
Hey, brother.
What the hell is that?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's good.
I'm scared of number one.
Well, listen, number one
is yesterday, right?
Yeah, yesterday to open the show, we throw it to Ike for his impassioned, victory. Oh, everyone's looking forward to it, and this is the effort we got.
Victory!
Oh, wow.
Victory!
Oh, wow. You start coughing. That's what I get.
It's when it goes, this is when you know he's in trouble. You know, he's slipping. He's, oh, no.
I felt that one coming. Yep. I felt it. I thought I could fight my way through it. And the worst part is I couldn't even get out of it before it happened.
Nope.
I normally could just cut it off and just, okay, that's enough.
Nope.
It wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
It happened.
There's another one.
What do you want me to do?
Let me hear that again, man. Victory!
Oh, wow.
It sounds like you're getting auto-tuned or something.
What's the coughing that gets me?
Man.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, that was a good one. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. Emily in South Philly is also a teacher who apparently has a way to combat the 6-7 issue happening in schools. What's up, Emily?
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yes, hello, good afternoon, fellas. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, we can hear you great.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, thanks for taking my call, and I really hope that Kelly and I can be the last few minutes of airtime that you give 6-7, maybe not just today. Maybe we'll go with today, a goal for today.
Sure.
I want to rep the teachers here. First, I want to say, do you guys want to know what it means and the origin, or you want to keep this a mystery?
I don't know. Do we want to know?
Kind of elusive, right, if you don't really know. I'll say that at the end, if you guys want to know the origin, I can actually explain it.
Okay.
So, kids think adults and teachers, they're not cool, right? Anything
yes.
we do or say, it's not cool. So here's my way to combat it. I say it whenever I can.
To make it uncool.
So football, we get the 2-minute warning, right? So the same in my classroom, I usually give kids a 5-minute warning for when it's time to clean up. So I looked at my watch the other day, it happened to me right in the minute, and I'm like, oh, there's about 7 minutes. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. All right, guys, we have about 6-7 minutes left.
Dropped,
they looked.
Yep.
Actually, before they looked and gave the eye roll, they repeated it and went 6-7, like in unison, like we practiced it. I actually tried to take a video and like, can we do that again? That was really good. So just the eye roll. So now I just come up with ways. Like I wrote October 7th on the board. It was October 7th, but I'm going, today is October 6th, 7th. The ones that are sleeping woke up.
It's actually like, smart.
Yeah.
It's definitely smart.
Like, that is a good plan.
How many stickers did you get today on your chart? 3. And I'm like, you want to know how many I got? 6-7.
And they probably hate that.
Yeah, it probably drives them crazy.
They definitely hate it.
Yep.
Another teacher walks, I'll give you one more example. Another teacher walks in my room, and I say to them, hey, Mr. D, what time did you get to bed last night? I don't know, 9, 10, whatever. You want to know the time I got to bed? 6-7. They hate, it's not cool.
Yes.
Not cool.
So you're taking it back from them. You're saying this is ours now. Right.
Yes. Because they're like, wait, why is she saying that? I thought we're not supposed to say that. I thought it's bad to say that. Does that mean something bad? What is this? And because they don't know what it means.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, I think.
I censor myself so well in school that when I'm in the four walls of my apartment, anything goes.
So I think that is, it's less about the origin because it's from some song or something. But I think it's more about, it doesn't actually mean anything, right? Mm. I mean.
No, it's from the Skrilla song, Doot Doot 6-7. And it makes like basketball references sort of in the song. Like he says, shooters can't shoot and pass it here and like stuff like that. So people used that to make a highlight reel of LaMelo Ball. With the first thing on the highlight reel is his like basketball card or something and 6 feet 7 inches in the top. They're showing like the juxtaposition of like this dude moves like he's 6'1 or 6'2, but he's really 6'7, and then it just took off.
Yeah. I have to tell you, even when you're saying it, it's making me uncomfortable. And that has nothing to do with you. It's just
I think it's because they did the hands, like what Kelsey got fined for, the celebration that Travis Kelsey got fined for, that like hand juggling motion, which.
Oh, he got fined for it?
Did he?
Oh, I think, I'm pretty sure he did.
Maybe he got a flag for it or something. I don't know.
No. Oh. I'm pretty sure he got fined for doing that motion because it was like big balls, right? Like we used to celebrate on the Phillies.
Yes.
But that like back and forth with the hands
is awesome.
I don't know how, somehow related to 6-7.
Okay.
So now the kids are like, wait, is it actually bad? Are we not like, they don't know. They just see it on TikTok and hear it in a song.
You are awesome, Emily. I wish you were my teacher. What grade do you teach?
This is my 14th year.
I walked into that way.
Bro, you set me up so good for that. I'm so sorry I dropped the ball.
No worries. Go ahead.
This is my 14th year teaching. This year I teach various levels of elementary school. I teach English to speakers of other languages.
Oh, wow.
I really love what I do, and that's why I can kind of explain things in a way people can understand.
As if we don't understand the language. Yep, I get it. It all makes sense now. Yeah.
Yeah, this is year 14 for me. Teaching in Kensington. I really, really love what I do. But I will say one thing. I'm a Sixers fan before I'm an anything fan. Basketball was my first love. And I have posters. Whenever I go to a game, I bring the posters, put them in my classroom. And so one of the kids, they know soccer, my kids. They're Hispanic. Yeah. They know soccer. I'm getting them into football and basketball now. And I have a poster of Joel Embiid on my wall. And they're like, oh, 6'7", miss. Like the poster says 7'6". I'm like, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. 76ers, that's what it is.
Wow. Well, great work teaching. Also, great work teaching us
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Continue to make it uncool to make it go away. You're doing great work in the community.
Welcome. Listen, there have been other teachable moments that I wish I had called the show for. So write a little memo next to my name and number that I'm like, you know, Emily the teacher. And,
lock that in, Fritz.
Yeah, we'll put you in there as Emily the teacher and go Sixers.
Yeah.
Go Sixers.
We got to really spell things out for Fritz. So.
Yeah, wow.
Whoa.
Wow, you're getting, you're getting better and better.
I have so many students like you, Fritz, and like they're annoying in class, but they're like some of the most successful people because you've got the energy, you've got
that's
the
right.
gusto, you know, you've got the charisma.
All right.
I'm sort of like a dog. It's yes. like I get along with dogs. Same brain wavelength.
Yeah, you're a golden retriever.
Yeah, like a puppy.
You've had to lead with that for so many years to make up for your, you know, shortcomings. And we're all different. We celebrate differences. Diversity and celebrating differences is a huge part of my classroom community. So I'm not saying this as a dig.
Well,
I don't know why they're laughing. I'm saying it because we're all different.
No child left behind, right?
Because we have different interests.
Wow.
But it's not to say I don't like you. I know you need things spelled out sometimes. So I got 100%.
Like,
a mountain out of a
molehill.
Yeah.
Is it hole or hill?
That was a teachable moment I wanted to call in about.
Oh,
well, I
man.
Love this. I love
oh,
this
man.
Bit.
Yeah, yeah. You got to become a regular, Emily. Please call us from time to time.
Yeah, you're always welcome.
Yep.
All right,
Emily. Thank you so much.
There, Emily the teacher.
Yeah, and you can tell because she's patient and understanding with all the kids.
Yes.
You know, you're a special one.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Dude, I think we could do a bit, kind of like Billy Madison.
What, send you back to school?
Yes. Go to Emily's classroom.
A class for kids that don't know English yet, you would be perfect because it's almost like your first and second language as well.
Did she remember in 23?
Yes. Yeah. AJ Brown. 215-592-9494. One thing Jack is good at is telling you where to go for your appliances because it's National Appliance
Listen,
Warehouse.
You don't need 6 or 7 reasons to go to National Appliance Warehouse.
No, you only need
get it.
Three
main reasons to go to National Appliance Warehouse. One, you're going to get the right appliance for you. They have over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove, 15,000 square foot showroom. So if you're in the need for new appliances, you look at your kitchen, it's a little sad, you gotta pick it back up, get to National Appliance Warehouse and get the right appliance. You're also going to get the best price that is guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere.
That is neater than Jack gives it credit for.
You're sitting there in the store, and all of a sudden, bang, there
the
it
price
goes.
Change.
It
what, it's lower? What? Yeah, yeah, because they want to make sure that you're getting the best price.
100%. Yep. And also, they're in tax-free Delaware. Their showrooms are in Wilmington and Middletown, and they always have great savings events going on. But on top of all that, they have an industry-leading service team. They are one of the fastest-growing retailers in the Delaware Valley. If you want to be a part of their team, their difference-making culture, that Mark Stamatkin has built at National Appliance Warehouse, all you have to do is email scott@nawde.com. That's scott@nawde.com. You can tell them Ike, Spike, and Fritz sent you. You could say, hey, 6'7". Like, whatever could possibly help you get in the door, that is what you should do at National Appliance Warehouse to work there. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their Wilmington or Middletown showroom in tax-free Delaware, and as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, 215-592-9494. Bam and Upper Darby here in WIP. What's up, Bam? Bam. Bam.
Bam.
Five, four, Three.
There he is.
Bam.
No.
Nope.
The return of Tasty Cake Dom. You're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. How are you? Hey, Ike.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
How you guys doing?
Doing excellent. Having a silly show today. Having a good time, as we always do.
Always a great show.
Yep.
Spike, the reason I called in is I 100% agree with you that those Sixers didn't win it. But what I did want to just say is, as a lifetime Sixers fan, those series against Milwaukee and Toronto, that was the most riveting basketball I ever saw in my life.
Those were awesome series, absolutely.
Yep. I mean, Vince Carter and AI trading 50-point games. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. They were great series.
That's even more than the step-over, Spike. I remember that more than the step-over.
They were. I was sort of being tongue-in-cheek, but it is. I do think, like, as a city, we were at this one point before the Super Bowl and before 08 where the greatest teams we look back on were these teams that didn't win. You know, and not, we had the 93 Phillies and the 01 Sixers and then, no offense, Ike's teams. but I think...
No offense taken.
Yeah, I don't want to not remember the team, but it... Like, I feel like we're a little bit past that, and I...
Well, we aren't.
But I don't know.
Some of us are still holding on to it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know. It's fine. Everybody loves that team. It was a great team. It was a lot of fun that year, absolutely. It is more a frustration that the last 12 years has not given us a... There have been memories, but not a new memory to wrap our arms around. It's more of a frustration of that than it is anything against that particular team.
And Spike, Friday night got me.
It got all of us.
It got me. And the one thing I wanted to ask you about is that Dominic Barlow, he sniffs the ball. Like, he's like Reggie Evans, right, Spike? Can he be impactful, like, during the race? Like... The guy is a rebounding machine.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I like the fact that he rebounds really well without being particularly like big or physical. He's just smart. He goes and he gets it. He knows he's on a two-way, and that's his way to staying on the team is rebounding. He's good positionally. I think he's got pretty good basketball sense too. You know, he throws good passes. He knows when to cut. The problem is he can't shoot, and so it limits. The most power forwards in the NBA at this point can shoot. They can shoot corner threes. And he can't shoot, at least to this point in his career, he hasn't been able to shoot corner threes. So on the Sixers right now, it limits the line. It means you're probably not going to play him with Edgecombe. You're probably not going to play him with Oubre. So it sort of limits, you're not going to play him with Bona, right? Because Bona can't shoot either. You're not going to play him with Drummond. So it sort of limits the spots you can play him. But I think... Look, if he wouldn't be the first player in history to not be able to shoot a corner three and then figure it out, but ultimately for him to have real significant minutes, he's going to have to shoot that. I think he could play 8 or 10 minutes a game at this point, specifically until Watford comes back. We haven't seen him at all, and I agree with you; he's been good, but he's going to eventually he's going to be able to need to shoot. You know.
He has to add that to his
That's
game.
The thing. I can't think of one power forward in the NBA at this point that doesn't shoot corner threes on a real team. They can all do it because that's the position that ends up open. Mm-hmm. Like that it is the four that ends up open in the corner. It's how PJ Tucker's only PJ Tucker's only offensive value is standing in the corner and shooting threes when it's open. So if Barlow can do that, he's long, he's a good rebounder. I think they might have found something there. He's only on a two-way, whatever. He's going to need to be able to shoot corner threes to really last.
Yep, and I have to say, the three guard thing did not excite me. I'm completely eating crow. I like. Friday, that first half Friday, Spike, you know, it's a preseason game, you know, da da da. I mean, BJ, he has such a sniff for the ball.
VJ.
Like, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know what? We say three guard, but Grimes 30% of his minutes in the NBA have come at small forward.
Small forward.
He's 6'5", 6'6". Most of those threes are 6'8", whatever, 6'7". But it's not that bad, you know? And then once we have McCain back, I think there are a lot of combinations there. I'm pretty excited, too. You know, I thought that was the first time in the preseason that they looked, you know, not coincidentally that they had Joel on the court, but everybody.
Well, of course. He's everything.
Maxi looked great. VJ looked great. Everybody looks great. They look, if he's on the court for 45 or 50 games, we're going to have a real season this year.
Right. And you said, Spike, that the next day he participated in the practices and everything. Like, there was no swelling. Right?
No. So, no, he was a so full participant in practice. That's great news.
That's gigantic.
Plus 1,200, tasty cake. Let's go.
To win the East?
Yep.
Yeah, to win the East. There you go.
And let's pound the Celtics into sawdust.
Oh, that would be great.
That always is a great thing for to happen for me.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Celtics, here's what's going to happen. The Celtics are going to stick around all year. They're going to be around a 6-7 seed. Oh, I didn't do that on purpose. And then Tatum's going to friggin' come back this year. I know it. I knew he had an Achilles. I just saw him dunking the other day online. They're going to bring Tatum back, and then all of a sudden, but, you know, we have a chance, Tasty Cake. Thanks for the call, buddy. Good to have you back.
You better be careful with Tatum.
Yeah, they should.
Rush him back. He could be gone for next year, too.
At 100%. They've already, and Halliburton, who had the same injury, they've already ruled him out for the year. But
right.
Tatum seems pretty intent on.
That's because he don't want Jaylen Brown to take over that team.
That team, yeah.
That's what that is.
Yep. 215-592-9494. What do we have? Oh, we have our fantasy update with Buzz next. Also, got to talk to Kelly, the teacher, about 6'7". This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.